Hi everyone, I'm Jack from Jack's English.
And I'm Luke from Learn English Like a Pro, and welcome to the 8th episode of our Learn English podcast. This podcast is designed to help you improve your listening by listening to our natural discussions.
Yes, and don't forget, you can get the free handout in the description section of YouTube or your podcast, and on there you can find some great vocabulary and expressions from today, and some questions and answers that you can follow while you're listening to this podcast.
Excellent. Today's topic is about sports. So yes. Let's kick this off with a question about ourselves. So Jack, what sports did you play in school?
I played so many sports. I'll give you a list first. Obviously, football is a big one. Rugby, which I wasn't very good at. I'm too small for rugby. Tennis. Hockey, various other games we played. Sports Day was a big one, which has got all these different types of sports. But anyway, big ones for me were probably tennis and football. I played football in PE, PE time, which is physical education. And yeah, we played football, I think maybe two or three times a week. And then with my friends, I played so much in the evening. And I think the big thing about sport when I was young was just the variety. We played so many different types of sport. How about you?
Well, mine's quite different. Actually, in school, I never played football.
Oh.
Yeah, I come from Wales in the UK, and our national sport is rugby. So because my school wasn't a particularly big school and didn't have that many sports teachers, we just focused on rugby.
Okay.
So there was no football team, just a rugby, rugby A team and a rugby B team. Kind of A's were the good guys, B's were the less so good guys.
So where were you?
A team, obviously.
Oh, great.
Winger. And also, like you mentioned, we had sports day. This was, for us, a much more of a athletics day, like a mini Olympics kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we did 100 meter sprints, javelin, long jump, high jump, all of these kind of Olympics based sports.
Yes, we did the same. What did you do in your sports day?
100 meter sprint. I'm a sprinter.
You're on the opposite, so I'm a long distance. So I used to do the 1500 meters.
Yeah.
When I was young, I used to do a lot of cross country.
Okay.
But in the sports day, I think the longest you could do was a 1500.
What's that? 7 laps?
I can't remember. I know it was something and a half laps.
Yeah.
But I can't remember. But it was, well, I suppose if it's, I think a whole lap is 400 meters, right. So yeah, maybe 3.5 laps.
Okay.
Enough to be very tired.
Yeah, sure.
But that was my event, and I did some international cross-country races and some various things. So yes, I'm the opposite to you. I was kind of thin and long distance. That's what I used to do.
Nice. Also, we played a lot of rounders in school.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, which you probably don't, rounders is kind of mini baseball.
I would say so.
Mini baseball. So you have a bat, which is only like this big.
Yeah.
And you have to hold it with one hand, and the bowler has to bowl underarm.
Yes. With a tennis ball.
With a tennis ball. It's a very British primary school sport.
Yes. A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. And I remember that being so much fun.
I actually won the Rounders Player of the Year in my school when I was 10, and I was very, very proud of that moment.
Yeah, that was a wonderful game.
Right.
Another game I forgot to mention is cricket.
Cricket, of course.
I don't know if you played that, but we played that in school. I was in the team as well, the cricket team, and we used to play that in the park all the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had my stumps, which is the sticks you put in the ground. I had my bat at home and the real ball. And it was a big part of my life, actually, playing cricket.
Yeah, I never really played cricket.
No.
No, my school, I guess, was a bit limited in resources because we come from a very small part of the country. But we just had one rugby teacher.
Yeah.
For a couple of thousand students. Honestly, I mean this.
Yeah.
A couple of thousand students just had one rugby teacher, and every boy played rugby.
Yeah.
After school, we played football in the park.
Yes.
I think because what makes football a great sport is you don't need much stuff. You need a ball and two jumpers as a goalpost.
That's what we did. Same thing.
Rugby, you need a bit more. You need a referee, and you need teams and organisation. So
yes,
I think that's why we play football a lot.
Do you play cricket in Wales?
Not really.
No.
Not really.
I don't think it's big there, is it?
Not really. No.
That was a big one for us. But yeah, same for us. Football after school, almost every night. Mm. We went to the park, jumpers off, you put it in. Yeah. You know, when you've got the teams, you've probably got skins, which means that you take your T-shirts off.
Yes.
Or your T-shirts, you leave it on. Yeah. So,
it's interesting.
Yeah, that was a huge part of my childhood.
Well, that's a good segue. So the next topic we're going to focus on is football in Britain.
Okay, yeah.
So my question for you, Jack, is do you support a team currently?
I do. I support Manchester United. I know you won't be happy to hear that. But I've supported Manchester United. I can remember I chose the team. It wasn't a regional thing.
Mm.
I couldn't live further away from Manchester.
Yeah.
It's just the other side of the world to me.
Mm.
But I chose Manchester when I think I was third grade. So what's that, about 8 years old?
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, Scholes.
Yes.
Nicky Butt,
yes.
Keane, you know, they were pretty young at that time and all these big names. And to be honest with you, I chose Manchester United because they were the best.
Yes.
Right. But I've followed them up to now and unfortunately they're not the best anymore, nowhere near the best.
Yeah.
How about you?
Well, yeah, I'm a big Tottenham Hotspur supporter.
Yes.
I don't live in London. Tottenham is a London club, but my father is a huge fan. So when I grew up, I had all the jerseys and the full Tottenham kit, and I, you know, basically I wasn't allowed to support another team.
Yes.
Even though, you know, when I was growing up, Spurs or Tottenham were not a good team.
Yeah.
Very, very average. So a lot of my friends made fun of me. A lot of my friends who were Manchester United fans, like this guy, would pick on me, and now everything has changed.
It has. The tables have turned.
Tables have turned, right.
Yes. Well, so, regarding that, I had the same with my father, but he was a Nottingham Forest fan. And you possibly haven't heard of Nottingham Forest. They're a championship table team. There's no way I'm going to follow them. So that's why I stuck with Manchester United.
Good choice.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about football in the UK. It's kind of as a cultural support. So, I mean, I'm not sure about you, but it's a big part of our lives, right, in the UK.
Sure. Yeah.
So every Saturday and Sunday with my friends, I used to go to the pub, have a beer, watch the lunchtime game, have some food, then go off and have some, you know, more drinks with my friends and then watch the later evening games. It was quite a tradition.
Yes, exactly the same.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. It is huge to go to the pub every weekend.
Right.
Very normal and very busy. You know, the pubs, you go in the pub at lunchtime for the lunchtime kickoff. Very busy.
Yes.
Many people watching the game. I don't know about where you live, but there was a lot of betting, but, you know, harmless betting, very small amounts.
Yeah.
And my friends and I would watch the game and, you know, we'd say, I bet Wayne Rooney will get the first yellow card.
Mm.
Or I bet the first person to spit on the ground will be in 10 minutes. You know, we did all these little mini bets through the game and maybe it'd be betting tiny amounts of money or the next round of drinks.
Yeah.
How about for you? Did you have that kind of betting culture?
Not quite as specific as that, but I did bet with my friends a lot about games, kind of outcome of the game in its total.
Okay.
So, yeah, for example, like Tottenham will beat Man U in this game. Here's £1 bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I think what's really important about football in the UK is that especially for men, it's a way of building relationships with your colleagues or new friends.
Totally.
So when you meet someone new, one of the first questions you ask them is, what team do you support?
Yeah.
Even if you don't like football, you have a team so you can respond.
Yeah.
And it's a way of building a relationship, right?
Yes, I totally agree. And by the way, it's, you know, obviously there are rival teams, right? You know, obviously, I'm Manchester United. And if Luke's a Man City supporter, then there's quite some rivalry. But that doesn't get in the way of friendship, does it? It's just you kind of make fun of each other a bit and have a bit of fun with it. But it's still a good way to get close to each other.
Yeah, exactly. Usually, we call it banter.
Yes.
Which is when men and girls, when they make fun of each other in a friendly way.
Yeah.
So football is the ideal topic for banter.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. So yes, it's there are rivalries. And you know, you may see, I think that's perhaps one problem back in Britain is the image of fans.
Yes.
And obviously we have hooliganism, and it exists, and there's no denying it, right? Mm. And it's a problem. But overall, I think football is a very positive thing.
Yeah, I think that bad image of the hooligans came from the 1990s.
Yep.
Where there was a lot of fan rivalry, and it was very, very dangerous to go to a game.
Yeah.
Nowadays, because of the Premier League and its popularity across the world, the police have really clamped down on hooligans.
Mm.
And I don't think there's much problem anymore in the stadiums, right?
I think
football's a very clean game now.
Yeah, getting better, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, our last topic for this discussion is about the Rugby World Cup, which is taking place in Japan this year.
Right.
So, yes. Jack, are you excited?
I am excited, and I'll tell you why. I do love watching rugby, firstly. We do have a good team.
Yes.
We have a big rivalry, actually, don't we?
Yes, right.
Luke supporting Wales, and I support England. And unfortunately, we lost last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Currently, Wales are number one in the world for rugby.
Yes. So the reason I'm excited is because there won't be much of a time difference. Will there be a time difference?
No,
perhaps
no
not even an
no
hour.
No time difference,
So we'll be able to watch it very comfortably.
I know. For those of you who are not aware, rugby is a sport that's often confused with American football because the ball is a bit of an oval shape.
Yeah.
And it involves very, very big and strong men running into each other and trying to get across the other team's line to kind of score a try. We call it a point a try.
What do you think are the big differences between rugby and American football?
I think it's a completely different game. It's just the ball is the same shape.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different rules. I don't think it's easy to compare, actually. However, what's interesting with rugby is the countries that are actually involved in the sport. Mm. There are not many.
Mm.
So we call it the Rugby World Cup. But in reality, there are only 7 or 8 countries that actually play rugby professionally.
Yeah.
We have all of the UK, Ireland, Wales, Scotland, England. Then we have France and Italy. That's 6.
Yeah.
And then we have New Zealand, Australia, and South Africa.
And Argentina.
Mm. And that's pretty much it.
And Japan had a reasonable showing, didn't
they? Yes. So Japan are hosting the World Cup this year, this September. And in the last World Cup, they did surprisingly well. So we're hoping that they will continue to do well. They can add more to this World Cup. And I think most people are really excited to see Japan do well.
Yes, I think so. I think it would be nice to see some new countries coming into it and being able to compete with us, these big countries that are doing so well.
Exactly, yes,
I think it's going to be a very exciting World Cup, and it would be so nice to watch it at a reasonable time, not waking up until all hours and trying to catch a game in the morning.
Exactly, all right, so that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode on sports, and particularly British sports.
Yes, I think a bit of an emphasis on football and rugby. I think these are the most important sports, or the most popular sports in our country, and especially with the World Cup coming up, the Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, right. So like we said, that starts in September, so if you want to get a bit of British culture, tune into the Rugby World Cup.
Yes, we will be. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks for watching today. We'll be back next week. I hope you have a wonderful week.
Cool. Cheers, guys.
Yep.
See you.
Bye. See ya.